News Radio KMAN's In Focus on a Wednesday morning. I'm Troy Coverdale in for the vacationing Brandon Peoples this week. We're joined by Tim Winter with Wamego Schools, Kevin Logan with Rock Creek Schools, the superintendents from both districts, and we thank them for their time this morning as we look towards what is coming in terms of the future. But Kevin, you had some folks that you wanted to recognize for what they accomplished through the course of school year as well.
Yes, we've got several recognitions we'd like to make. I'm sorry, I've got to stand up for just a second, Troy. My lights went out in my office and I can't see my list. First of all, just some postseason awards from some of our student athletes. Softball, Brooklyn Gehring, Grace Gale, and Sophie Haberkamp are both all-league and all 3A state recognized players. And then Jenna Weirs and Joseph McFall were both recognized as being all-league. And then on the baseball side, we had Ben Wick, Dawson Zingers, Zach Becker, and Tanner Christensen recognized all-league. And then with Mason Sturdy and Brooks Whaley both being recognized as all-league and first-team all-state. In fact, Brooks was all-state 3A player of the year. And then a shout-out to Coach Sieben, who was recognized as 3A baseball coach of the year. So congrats to all of those folks. And then we had a track athlete, Grace Fike, ended up taking seventh in triple jump and third place medalist in high jump. So wanted to recognize those student athletes this spring. And then also want to give a shout out to Hunter Prokish, who was first place on our trap team in our conference. And that was out of 320 trap shooters there. So congratulations to Hunter.
As we move towards the summer, doesn't mean that activities are done. And in fact, as you both were talking off air ahead of our conversation, there's a lot of activity still going on really in both school districts right now.
Yeah, Troy, at Wamego, our summer health and performance condition, weightlifting conditioning kicked off this week. And we have three sessions. Starts with a high school boys early in the morning at 6:30, I believe, and then high school, middle school girls come in at 8, and then somewhere around 10 o'clock, late morning, mid morning, we have a middle school boys session. And total coaches reported total athletes that attended that session was in the 300 range, and I can see the old football field behind the high school across the street from my office, and that field was full when they were outside on the field doing some agility and running and so forth. So our student athletes are getting in and being active, and I know all the summer basketball and volleyball and those things have taken off as well. But we traditionally have not offered a large-scale summer school program for quite some time, but with the COVID relief money that we have that we received from the federal government, we're using that for some summer school programs, and we're really, really pleased with a number of families that were interested. We're going to have approximately 115 to 120 elementary students, K-5, take part in our summer school programs with a focus on reading and math, and really a lot on hands-on activities and getting those kids outside and incorporating those math reading standards, but in the more hands-on fun type projects. And then at the middle school, they are doing some pathways with a focus on math and STEM, but and science, technology, engineering, and math. They've got an agricultural science pathway, and then we have a mastering math class, but there's probably gonna be about 50 of our middle school students taking part in that. And at the high school, we really weren't sure if high school kids would have any interest at all in coming back to school in the summer. So we tried to offer some things that would entice them, and from ACT prep to a book club study, a leadership course out at Rock Springs for a couple days, life skills mini series, and then a mastering math, and And, you know, we have about 60 to 70 kids enrolled in those opportunities. Oh, and driver's education. We're also, I haven't had driver's education for a couple of years because we can't find drivers. And Scott Meitler, our director of instructional services, was able to work with one of the service centers and attract a driving instructor. And so we're going to offer driver's education, and that's full for one session, and we're trying to find a way to offer a second session. So yes, lots of great opportunities, and appreciate our families for taking an interest and supporting those.
Kevin, over at Rock Creek, what are the activities looking like this summer for you?
We also have a lot of conditioning going on, summer conditioning for middle school and high school, both boys and girls sessions. Like Tim had said, we're also over 300 student athletes every day. We have camps going on. I know high school basketball camp for last week. We had kids down on the baseball diamond working out this morning. Just students all over the campus. We also have our summer school going on right now at Westmoreland, St. George, and at the middle school out here on the Rock Creek campus. And they're focusing primarily on skills that might have some deficits, and again, like Tim had said, using some COVID money to enhance those summer school experiences. I also have a little bit of construction being done on each of the campuses, a lot of concrete to replace some crumbling sidewalks and drives we're taking care of up at Westmoreland. We've got some new entry doors that people will see that will be going up hopefully before the end of summer, and a complete cafeteria remodel up at Westmoreland also. So a lot of moving parts throughout the summer, both academic and also physical plants. So it's exciting to see those things, and very much in the normal phase of our worlds again.
One of the things that intrigues me about what you both have stated here in the course of talking about the summer is that summer school has actually been something that has had strong turnout on both campuses, or on both school districts at this point. We really talk a lot about what goes on from August to May, but June and July this year are a little bit different, but folks are taking advantage of what the districts are offering.
They really are. Yeah, we've just been thrilled with the response to these programs. And I think, some families, some parents are probably a little worried about some learning loss with in some cases, we had kids on quarantine for a week or 2 weeks. I know some of our families may have faced a quarantine two or three different times during the school year, unfortunately. So I think there's still a little anxiety about where we are academically, but I feel like we are in good shape here at Wamego, and I think we'll be in even better shape when the fall starts again in August.
Yeah, I would echo what Tim said. I think we're in good shape academically. We've done our year-end testing. Both we use FastBridge, and then we had our state assessments. And actually on Monday, Christy Tim, our curriculum director, will be reporting our assessment results to the Board of Ed from this last spring. And ideally, they're not where we want them to be, but overall, they never are. So our kids do very, very well, and we look forward to sharing the good news. Parents, if they haven't, they should be receiving in the mail results of their children's state assessments. And we're just, all working forward to press on and open school in August and be ready for a good year.
As we move towards that August back in session date, what are the challenges facing each of your districts right now?
Filling some positions is a challenge right now. We still have a handful of open positions in regular education, and we have a number of positions open in special education. Wamego High School and Wamego Middle School are also looking for principals. We have interviews next week, that's one thing that's going on in all buildings. It's just still interviewing teachers. We've had some there, I think, across the state, maybe across the country. COVID has caused some people to reevaluate and reflect on where they want to be and what they want to do, and there's more movement, at least in our district, of teachers and so forth, and a few late resignations that causes some challenges. But people want to be in this area, and typically we don't have the challenges that many other districts around the state have in terms of attracting good candidates.
Yeah, we have a high school math position still open. That's a hard to fill position. And as I look on the state, what's called the KEEB website, education website, there are several high school math teacher spots open across the state, and it's the candidates just aren't there. So that's a hard to fill position. Other than that, we're set. We've added some staff again, added another science section at the high school, and two more language arts teachers at our middle school. So as we continue to grow, we're able to find good quality staff members. Challenges moving into next year, I think, is still, will COVID come back in any form? You know, our numbers have been really low over the last several months. Will we see that start to tick up again? What the vaccination situation will be, as Wamego Rock Creek also had our staff vaccinations in bulk back in February and March. And we'll be looking at the end of that 6-month period. What will that look like? Will there be, you know, need for a booster? There's just a lot of unknowns out there. But as far as planning and challenges, we look to meet them head on like we did, knowing that the challenges should not be what they were going into this year.
Again, back to that enjoyment of the mundane, getting ready for August, as opposed to everything being up in the air as it was last year at this time.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us for a couple of segments today, and enjoy your summers.
Thank you very much, Todd. Appreciate you having us.
Yes, thank you, and hope you have a great summer as well.
Kevin Logan with Rock Creek Schools, Tim Winter with Wamego Schools. The superintendent's joining us here in the first half hour of In Focus. When we continue, we turn our attention to Manhattan Tech as we talk with President Jim Jeanette next. This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.